Children taken from Christian parents because they didn't believe in Easter Bunny. A Christian couple lost custody of their two girls because they did not want to lie and teach them the Easter Bunny was real, a Canadian judge has ruled. In a ruling for the couple, Justice Andrew Goodman of Ontario's Superior Court of Justice wrote that the foster children were wrongly taken by Children's Aid Society from Francis and Derek Bars because of their beliefs about the Easter Bunny and should be returned. There is ample evidence to support the fact that the children were removed because the Bars refused to either tell or imply that the Easter Bunny was delivering chocolate to the Bars' home, Goodman wrote. Get Heirloom Audio's popular 2-CD set, Captain Bailey's Heir, for free. Use coupon code LTA2. It appears that the society would not be satisfied with anything other than confirmation from the Bars that they would lie about the Easter Bunny, Goodman wrote. The Children's Aid Society of Hamilton, Ontario, took the 3- and 4-year-old girls from the Bars, the National Post reported. The Bars are devout Christians who believe that all lying is a sin, even lies about the Easter Bunny. Action harmed children. Goodman charged that the actions by the government-approved agency could have traumatized the children. By taking the children away on such short notice, the society took that away from them and contributed to the turmoil these children had already faced in their short lives, Goodman wrote. As a CAS case worker states in one of her case notes, is it more important to have the Easter Bunny or permanency? The society very clearly chose the Easter Bunny. The Bars were willing to celebrate Easter with the girls but not tell them about the bunny, the BBC reported. I am more than satisfied that the society actions interfered substantially with the Bars' religious beliefs, Goodman wrote. Goodman's judgment will clear the Bars' names and let them be foster parents in the future. The CAS is a non-profit organization that oversees foster homes and child welfare for the province in Ontario. The Bars are members of the Reformed Presbyterian Church. Even the head of the CAS admits his organization went too far. I apologize for what the foster parents went through, Dominic Verdicchio, executive director of the Hamilton CAS, told the National Post. We recognize what our mistakes were. What is your reaction? Share it in the section below.